Hey guys, welcome to the Bougie Executive. It's your girl Kay Carter, and I am back with another episode. Happy 2024. Like, wow, you guys, I remember when I started this podcast in 2017, and yet last year, I'm gonna just be honest, the last 2 years have just not been consistent years for me at all. I have embarked on so many journeys, life has happened, and I don't know. I woke up this year and I decided that I want to go hard for you guys. I want to show up and I want to do this every single time. You guys are super encouraging. Like, I don't even sometimes pay attention to my podcast, and I'll still get people messaging me, tagging me, like sending me DMs of like them listening to my podcast one day. And then like I'll look at the title of what I was talking about that day, and it's like, wow, you guys are love. Like, literally, love is the definition of this podcast. And I'm just very grateful of having you guys listen to me and still stay after I haven't been the most consistent. But I will say a little bit about what's going on is I just got some new podcasting equipment in office. And you guys, the sound is phenomenal. But when I tell you, I went through hell and back just to even get this set up. Like, I swear I just spent the last like 2 hours getting so frustrated with trying to even set it up that I was like, you know what? Never mind. But we're here. It's set up. I'm glad I didn't give up. And I'm so ready to just, you know, give you guys what you've been looking for and dropping some good stuff. I am so glad I actually did the hiatus I did and I took some time off, because coming back, I just have so much to talk to you guys about. And I'm happy to embark on my journey with my podcast and my life with you guys. And I'm realizing that the Bougie Executive is something that has to go on. Like, it has to continue, because it's just so, life is so good. And you guys have to see it from a boss standpoint, somebody who is still striving and up to this day. And I've had so many downs in the last like 2 years for sure, like 3 years honestly. And just to be able to be where I am right now in this very moment, I am beyond grateful. So I want to share so much with you guys. We're going to get into a lot in this episode, but the main thing that I want to top on in this episode is just setting your intentions for 2024 and what that actually looks like for you. So I'm just going to pause a little bit and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to get right into this episode. So before we actually get into this episode, let me let you guys know what I've been doing, where I've been at, what I've been into, like, what's my current life status. Like, I have been gone literally for so long. Probably made you one good podcast last year, and probably not even that. Like, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. I'm going to do better. I promise you guys. I love you guys so much. But yeah, a little bit about what where life is, where it was, and what I'm currently doing. So last year was, you know, like how people be like, oh, like I didn't really have the best year, and I'm gonna do different next year, and this, that, and the third. I would honestly say like my not so good year was definitely probably 2022 and 2021. Like, those years was kind of like the hardest years for me, you know, transferring from, you know, my brother passing away to divorce, and, you know, being a new mom and just seeing my son grow. It was just, it was so much, like, you know, transferring and business and career and just, you know, figuring it out. I would say that those years probably weren't my best years. But 2023, like, I feel like was my year of freedom. And when I say my year of freedom, is because I really grasp on what freedom actually looks like and what that is. Because here's the thing. You guys know me to have made 100K in 30 days and being financially stable and being able to do what I want to do. And like, yeah, that's great. That's freedom. But like, when I say freedom, like, I'm thinking more of just like, internally. Like 2023 was my internal peace year. Like it's like I had real peace, like peace in business, peace in love, peace in parenthood, peace in work, peace in my career, peace like everywhere I was at peace. And that to me is freedom. It's just not having to really necessarily worry about anything, having everything and all your roles aligned. And that was something that I was really grateful that I was able to just take care of for myself. I began living by myself completely like in 2021, okay? So I'm embarking on this journey of just like living by myself, being by myself, and it's just an amazing like journey to be on. Now, making it very clear, because I'm not very open about my love life and dating life, I have been on dates, I am currently dating, but I'm still maintaining like my freedom and my free time, I guess. Like I still have my own life, and I think that's just so beautiful. And I still live by myself, which I also love, and my baby, of course. But I, outside of dating and stuff like that, I just feel like 2023 taught me to be able to have everything that I have, be able to do everything that I'm doing, but still have an internal peace of mind. And that is like the attention I also want to set for my 2024. It's just like, no matter how chaotic life is, no matter how crazy it gets, keep a peace of mind. Because like, I'm not gonna sit here and say like I didn't have some crazy moments in 2023. That's not true. I definitely had some crazy moments, but I was able to adjust and handle those crazy moments better than I've ever have in my entire life because I'm at internal peace. It doesn't matter who was doing what, when they was doing it, what conflict arose. I feel like I handled everything like a big boss. So it's like, that's something I want to share too. It's just like, oh yeah. Also, I did a social media cleanse and detox. I know when people like delete their social medias or like they go blank on social media, they're not posting that much, people think that something's actually wrong. No. In my case, like deleting my pictures on Instagram, not posting as much on Facebook, not posting. I mean, I'm still doing like my business work, my pages and things like that. But I wasn't like, let me say, like I wasn't on my stories every day, trying to show my everyday life. I became super private in 2023. Like people don't really know what I got going on, but they know what I got going on, if that makes sense. Like what I show you is probably never what it really is. And so that was like kind of my thing in 23, like being mysterious, being out the way, not posting as much, not putting myself as much. I even wrote Fashion Nova and was like, hey, and the companies I'm collaborating with was like, hey, you know, can I take a break? I don't feel like posting at this time. I want to do a detox. And I started this at like October of 2023, all the way up until now. And those companies were very, one thing I love about Nova, they love your girl. And they were like, yeah, like you can definitely go on your break, you know, let us know when you're ready to return back. And so I was like, yeah, like I'm gonna take this break to just, you know, dive deep into what I'm doing and what I got going on, you know. And another thing that I had going on that was really big and changed for me in 2023 is getting more clients. I now am up to 15 clients a month, and I'm helping them with their Facebook ads, their marketing, getting to know their businesses better. Like, and I learned a better skill of transferring my clients over. My clients get recycled. Like I got my day one clients that were like, okay, we don't need you for business, but we love you as a mentor. Like, can we still pay you? And of course, I'm not turning down no money, but like there was like times where like I would have a client and that client would be me for 90 days, see the results they need to be, like they see the results they need to see, and then they're on to the next. So that was happy to just be able to like build a business that I've like dreamed of having and having clients each month. So that's on its own is keeping me busy. And then I also, you guys know, worked for Meta, and I might be going back to Meta, but I have took a break from them because I got two big offers from two big other companies. I'm not going to say their name, but I work for two big companies that I do work like from home. I don't have to go into any office or anything like that, but they have very good perks, very good benefits, and I'm salaried making over six figures for both. So I'm very excited about that and very happy. And it goes to what the passion of what I already do in my life. So it's all in marketing. It's all in doing what I know how to do. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm in a very grateful, graceful, like, space. Like, I'm just like, God is really good. And another thing too is I also got really close to God. Like, you guys know that, like, we pray on this podcast. This is, I'm very open about my relationship with God and how he's everything. I would be nothing without him. But I think that me and God's relationship is just like, I have so much faith in our Father. Like, I just know he's here, he's watching, he's holding my hands. And like, I feel and I fall short. I'm human, I'm not perfect. There are days where I am a hot mess. But like, through those hot mess days, like, it's so good to just know that I still am better in my faith than I've ever been in my life. So very, very happy about that. And as you guys know, my baby boy, for those who actually know it, my sweet baby Moises, he is getting so big, you guys. Like, he is talking. He is, of course, walking. He is reading. He's 3 years old and he reads, you guys. He reads. He does math. He is so smart. And he's just an angel put here to just make my life 10 times better. I'm just so grateful for him. And we just had our first Christmas, our big Christmas, I'm gonna say. I got him so much items and toys and clothes and shoes, and very grateful to be able to do that. And I did it because he now understands and knows what Christmas is. So you guys, we had a beautiful Christmas and a beautiful year together. So that's just a little bit of update about my life and where I've been. And of course, as the episodes get further, I'm going to elaborate and let you guys know some stories. But I really want to get into this episode and just setting our attentions for 2024 and not make it all about me. So yeah, I hope, that you guys really, if you're still listening, I want to say that I hope that this message that I'm sending reaches the right person that needs to hear it. And I hope that when you hear this, you're able to apply it to your life and that your new year is as phenomenal and abundant and successful that I'm thinking and hoping and praying and wishing that it will be. All right, we're going to take a break and we're going to get right back into it. Welcome back, Bougie Executives. You guys already know it's that time of the year. We're going to reflect, we're going to set intentions, and we're going to pave the way for a transformative journey ahead, okay? I'm your host, Kay Carter, and you're tuned in to another empowering episode of the Bougie Executive Podcast. And today, we're diving deep into the art of setting intentions, the power of affirmations, and reaching for those colossal goals that seem so out of reach. Okay, so first things first, we're going to talk about setting powerful intentions. As we stand at the threshold of like a very new year, it's 2024, it is crucial to define our intentions, you guys. What do you want to achieve? What kind of person do you aspire to be? Come. Let's set intentions that align with our true selves and professional goals, okay? Remember, intentions act as a roadmap guiding us towards success, whether it's in the boardroom, launching a startup, or personal development. Intentionality is the key to a purpose-driven life. Definitely know that, okay? So I'm going to say it like this. For me, setting powerful intentions, you guys, is just more than just like a practice, right? To me, it's a game changer. And here's why. It's about creating a roadmap that actually aligns with your dreams, ambitions, and professional goals. Bougie Executives, your intentions are the compass guiding you, honestly, towards the success you envision, okay? So when you put out an intent, you write something down, you put it into the universe, you pray it to God, you know, you are setting the intent to guide you to success, you know? So today we're exploring on how to craft those intentions that resonate deeply with your desires. Okay. It's not just about what you want. It's about who you want to become this year, you know, because we all want so much stuff, but who do you want to be by December, 2024? Your goal is to love and be in love with the person that you are by 2024. So let's turn those aspirations into like intentional actions, I'm going to say. So I'm going to first talk about the power of clarity, okay? So clarity is a secret sauce to like setting powerful intentions, right? Bougie executives, let's hone in on what truly matters. What are your core values? What actually drives you? You know, by gaining crystal clear clarity, you actually empower your intentions with focus and precision because you know exactly what you're aiming for during this year. So we're going to explore techniques to just sift through the noise, defining your path with unshakable clarity. Remember, clarity breeds confidence. So let's talk about how we're able to gain that clarity. So if you are a business owner and your goal is to, you know, make $1 million by the end of the year, that's you setting the clarity. And that's you setting, you know, understanding where it is you want to go and what it is you want to do. Okay. I think with that as well, and just being clear on your intent is that so you don't fall short, because I feel like, you know, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really like New Year's resolutions because by February, we've all forgot about that. And we're going to go hard in the first month of January, and then February, it's like, what happened? You know, like, for example, they say gyms are always so super packed the first month in January because everybody's like, oh, I want to lose weight. I want to do this. I want to get good. And then the gyms start clearing out around February because everyone then lost that spark. So that's why I don't cling on to resolutions. And I also start my January in December. So it's like as if nothing changed. Like, I kid you not, the second month of December, I was working out really tough. I was doing what I needed to do. And then I got super sick. I got like the stomach flu or something. That is another story for another time. But it's like I started my intent in December and I gained clarity already what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be in January. Just focusing on that year being a good year. Another way to drive clarity is vision boards. I did vision boards January 1st because I was out. I'm being honest. I was out December. I was in that casino, y'all, when that ball dropped and I was winning good. But it's like I woke up January 1st. I'm like, okay, playtime is over. You know, we had our fun and I did my vision boards on January 1st. You don't got to always do it the night before or the night after, whatever the case may be. I did it January 1st and I'm so grateful because I feel good. You get what I'm saying? And then I also think that your words have power. We know that, embracing positive language. And when it comes to setting intentions, you guys, positive language is your ally. Like, it's time to speak your dreams into existence and also speaking good to yourself. Like, let's banish the I can't and embrace the I am, you know, I am statements that really resonate with your confidence and possibility. And I'm going to uncover, of course, we're going to talk about a lot of positive affirmations because you guys know that's my favorite thing. You guys remember we used to do affirmations on here? That's like, I love affirmations. But yeah, so speak good to yourself. When you're claiming your clarity and you're doing your vision boards, do a lot of I am, I will, I can, because those make you feel good. They make you feel like anything is possible because it is, and it gets you to where you need to be 100%, or at least it gets you close there. Also thinks that rituals are the secret sauce to embedding your intentions in your daily life. And I'm not talking about like no evil rituals or anything. No, not that. But I'm talking about like explore how intentional rituals can reinforce your commitment to your goals. Like whether it's like a morning routine, visualization exercising, or mindful practices, you guys, these rituals really become the heartbeat of your intention setting journey. So like, for example, you know, making sure that you have a good morning routine. You don't wake up in chaos and fuss. You know, like my favorite thing is because I have one really week, like one really different week and then one really crazy week. Like, so I co-parent and you guys know that. And I get my baby every 7 days and I keep him for 7 days and he goes back to his dad. And that's just what works for our household. And it has worked great for us. But the 7 days I don't have him, my mornings, of course, are a little bit more calm. I don't have to get up early and go to daycare. I can tend to sleep in a little bit longer. My meetings in day is kind of like more calm. I don't, when I get off work or I, you know, done doing business for the day, I just go home and I can do what I want, you know, more work or go out, wherever the case may be. Now, the week I have my son, it's a lot more. It's all my meetings, my business, my work. It's daycare in the morning, daycare in the evening to pick him up, making sure he has a great dinner, making sure he's bathed and he's in bed by a certain time, but I'm also spending time with him. So it's like I have a different type of routine. But what I've learned is that, you know, let's keep a good routine whether or not baby's here or he's gone. So I still get up early now when he's not here. I still do everything I would do if he's not, you know, in my, you know, presence. I do have more free time. So with that free time, I kind of like try to delegate it to like learning more, doing something that also still makes my mind move. So like I've dedicated more time to like working out or reading a book or something like that. That has helped me. So not just laying or sleeping because I'm kid free or going out. So that's something, is just like, you know, your good rituals and visualization. And I also feel like when we talk about setting powerful intentions, we be very realistic with it as well. If you're not a morning person and you know that waking up at 5 a.m. is something you're going to stop in literally like a week or 2 days or within 24 hours because it's just not you, don't do that. You know, try it, see what you can do. But I don't say push yourself when it's not you. Be realistic so that these goals can last as long as you need them to last and that you also get to the bigger picture and the bigger goal. So like, you know, if you like to sleep in, when you wake up, set goals on having a very busy day until a certain time of the day, you know, being extremely productive. I feel good, honestly, setting the intent for just having a productive day, you know, because you can have a busy day, but a productive day is probably, a lot of people probably don't have that. So it's like, I want to not just look busy. I want to actually be busy, and I want my day to, I want every checklist to be done. So like, I have like a to-do list, a task list I keep on my phone, and I put dates on them. I put times on them on stuff that actually needs to be done. Like last week, before the new year, I was like, oh, you got to go to the DMV. You got to go pick up this. You got to do that. And these are things that I've been needing to do for forever, but I just was having more busy days than productive days. And so, and that's fine. We just have to work on setting better intentions so that things are getting done. And another thing that I want to talk about, you guys, we're going to take one short break, but I want to talk about the magic of affirmations. You guys know I'm so big on that and how big I want those to just breathe life into you guys this year. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to go right back into our segment. Guys are tuned back into the Bougie Executive, so welcome back. And you guys already know we're gonna dive into some affirmations, into the topic that holds the power to transform your mindset and elevate your journey, because that's what we love to do. You guys know as we step into the new year, we got to explore affirmations that will set the tone of success, confidence, and happiness. Those are my three favorite things ever. And ready to just unleash the power of positive thinking, okay? So to me, affirmations, as you guys know, are just more than words, you know? They are declarations that really shape our reality. I've seen it been be done in my life and others' lives, to just know that thinking positive in your mind, because your mind plays tricks on you, you have to trick it, you know? You have to be the boss of your own mind, okay? By consistently just affirming positive statements, you can really rewire your mindset and just propel yourself for real success, you guys. So let's kick things off with affirmations for the new year. And I want you guys to just really repeat after me that this year is full of possibilities. I embrace new beginnings and I welcome success with open arms. That is one of the biggest affirmations I want you guys to repeat every single day if you can, if you remember, that this year is full of possibilities and that you're going to embrace new beginnings and welcome success with open arms, okay? Affirmations like these set the stage for growth, you guys, and remind us that each day is a chance to make strides towards our goals, okay? Now, let's focus on affirmations that boost confidence. Confidence is the key to unlocking full potential in businesses and personal endeavors, you guys. Confidence is everything and everyone loves it. And let's just be honest, we love a confident, perfect person, okay? Now, cocky and unhumble and disrespectful? Absolutely not. But confident, knowing who you are, knowing you are a queen, knowing you are a king, and that you are just that. I love people like that, okay? Try repeating these affirmations, okay? I am confident in my abilities. I trust myself to handle any challenge that comes my way. My confidence grows stronger each day. Again, I am confident in my abilities. I trust myself to handle any challenge that comes my way, and that my confidence grows stronger each day. Confidence isn't just a straight, to me, it's just not a trait, it's a mindset. So affirming your confidence daily reinforces self-assurance and positions you to a force to be a force to be reckoned with in your professional and personal life personally. And lastly, you guys, we're going to explore affirmations that radiate happiness, okay? Because happiness and peace is everything. So in a world filled with challenges, of course, you guys, you know, maintaining a positive and happy mindset is a game changer. So repeat after me. I choose happiness in every moment. My life is filled with joy, love, and gratitude. I am creating a year of happiness and fulfillment. Again, I choose happiness in every moment. My life is filled with joy, love, and gratitude. I am creating a year of happiness and fulfillment. Happiness is a choice, you guys, and affirmations help us manifest that choice into reality. So by affirming happiness, you attract positivity and you cultivate a mindset that sees the bright side even in the face of challenges. So as we wrap up this affirmation segment, you guys, remember that words you speak to yourself, they really matter, okay? Affirmations are a tool to sculpt the mindset you need to conquer your professional and personal goals. And whether it's embracing the new year, you know, boosting your confidence or radiating happiness, these affirmations are really like your secret weapon, okay? Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to take another break and we'll be right back with our last segment. So as we kind of take our podcast into a close, I want to delve deep into like a very transformative discussion as we talk about setting our intentions for 2024. And I want to add on how I think that we should discuss about how getting serious about what you want out of life, seeking help and setting colossal goals, and just pretty much overcoming challenges with unwavering resilience is so important. It's really time, you guys, to just elevate in all areas, but elevate your ambitions and conquer the right path. So we're gonna get into why it's so serious to get serious about your goals. So as we stand at the threshold of a very new year, I think it's very crucial to get serious about what you want out of life. You know, what are your deepest aspirations, you guys? What legacy do you want to create, bougie executives? It's time to prioritize your goals with unwavering focus and dedication, okay? Getting serious doesn't mean eliminating joy from your journey. Like, no, we're not going to wake up every day and just routine, work, bed, sleep. No, but we're going to get serious about what we want. It means just committing to your dreams wholeheartedly, okay? Like, I can be out partying all night on Friday, all day on Saturday, all day on Sunday. No, I won't do Sunday. But Monday, I better wake up again at 6 o'clock like I do and get back to what I need to do, okay? So just being serious about your dreams wholeheartedly, okay? It's about aligning your actions with your aspirations, embracing challenges, and growing through every experience, okay? So let's discuss a powerful aspect of success and also asking for help. You know, bougie executives often, you know, we feel the pressure to go at it alone. But the truth is seeking help is a strength, okay? Not a weakness. And that's something that I used to think about too. Like to this day, I still have a hard time asking for help, you know, or, you know, I don't really need help financially, but mentally, emotionally, sometimes I do need help. And I have a therapist now for that. So I'm working on it. But there has been times where, like, in life in general, even when I needed it financially, I wouldn't ask for it. I would struggle and I would figure it out on my own. And that's not always healthy, you guys. You know, it's good to know you have a village, and it's good to know that if people are there for you and they want to help, let them. Okay. So whether it's a mentor, a colleague, or a friend, collaboration fuels success. Okay. So don't be afraid to just surround yourself with people with a supportive network. Asking for help isn't a sign of incapacity. It's a strategy for reaching very high limits, okay? Remember, bougie executives, greatness is rarely achieved in isolation. And that's something I've learned in my isolation years that, you know, I grinded, but I hurt a lot. And when I didn't ask or just talk to people when I needed to talk to people when I wasn't well. So I love that we are able to just know and understand that greatness isn't really, it's rarely achieved. It is achieved sometimes in isolation. Sometimes people do need to be by themselves, like for real. Like sometimes you do need to cut out the noise, go sit down and get your shit together, okay? But there is times that most times you work well with people and you're very happy that you collabed. So do that, okay? I also want to talk about setting big goals and how that's the hallmark for real. These aren't just ordinary goals. They are audacious dreams that challenge the limits of what's impossible. I mean, what's possible, okay? And what colossal goal is tugging at your heart? That's what I want to know. Ask yourself that. What is something that you want to do? Define it. Break it down and take those bold steps towards its realization, okay? Think about that. But as we set these monumental goals, you guys, let's acknowledge that challenges will undoubtedly arise, okay? So, you know, we all have big goals, we all have big dreams and big plans that we want to do, but you got to realize that it's life, and life is just life, and life is challenging sometimes. So you have to just, when you set these goals, remember and acknowledge that those challenges will sometimes come with some, those goals will come with some challenges. So overcoming them is part of the journey as well, you guys. Challenges are not roadblocks, but, you know, opportunities for growth and learning. So as we embrace challenges, you guys, we're going to embrace them with courage and resilience, okay? So in closing, I basically just want to say this, you guys, that this journey is yours to shape. And it's very important that we set our attention for this year and what you want out of life and get serious about your goals, but also have fun and enjoy your life this year and try to seek internal peace, because it doesn't matter what you have, how much you have of it, or this, that, and the third. If you are not at internal peace, it does not matter, you guys. So get serious about what you want out of life. Ask for help when you need it. Set big goals and face challenges with unwavering determination, okay? Remember, every setback is a setup for a comeback, okay? And as we wrap up, I cannot talk. Yay. It's my first day back. And as we wrap up this episode, you guys, I want to just express my deepest gratitude for joining the Bougie Executive Podcast. You guys, your commitment to personal and professional growth is inspiring. And I may this year just be the canvas for you guys' dreams, and may you guys conquer every single goal you set. Stay bougie, stay determined. And may your journey be filled with success, resilience, and fulfillment. Until next time, thank you for being part of the incredible Bougie Executive community. I love you guys forever and always. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll be back.